Hello, everyone. Welcome to Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry. I'm Amelia Dalton from eejournal.com. And if you didn't know already, this here is Fish Fry. What's hip and happening in the world of electronic design this week? ESC East, or wait, Design East, yeah, that's right, was in full swing this week. Am I sorry that I am missing this year's show? Yes. Am I sorry that I'm not missing yet another cross-country flight? No. Seriously, I've been on the road this month recording more webcasts than ever before. Oh yeah, frequent flyer miles. I am particularly bummed that I am missing the Embedded Vision Summit at this year's Design East. Embedded Vision is incredibly cool, and I think it's one of the most interesting technical problems that we're just on the verge of discovering awesome new things. With session titles like Using FPGAs to Accelerate Embedded Vision Applications and Challenges and Techniques in Low-Cost, Low-Power, Small Form Factor Vision Applications, I mean, come on! Who wouldn't want to sink their teeth into this stuff? Maybe they'll bring this summit to Design West again this spring. I'm hopeful. If you missed it as well, check out the links on this week's Fish Fry page entitled Inching Along. So, if you were attending Design East this year, especially if you went to the Embedded Vision Summit, I want to hear from you. Yes, you. In other EE news this week, it looks like good old Moore's Law is going to be around for at least another decade. Well, if Intel has anything to do with it. Hey, do you think Intel has anything to do with it? You do? Yeah, they do. Last week at Everybody Wants to Be Intel's Friend party, wait, I mean Intel Developers Forum, Intel senior fellow Mark Bohr announced that Intel was taking Moore's Law all the way to 5 nanometers. 5 nanometers, and they've got the PowerPoint slides to prove it. Mike Bohr went on to say that yes, their Tri-Gate transistor technology would be extended to the next process node, 14 nanometers if you were counting, which will be rolled out in 2013, and would also, and this is in quotes, remain feasible, for the 10 nanometer process node they are hoping to roll out in 2015. Beyond 10 nanometers, they are aiming for a 7 nanometer node, and yes, even a 5 nanometer node down the road in 10 years. Ambitious. I, for one, say bring it on, Intel. If somebody has to make the first moves to the next node to blaze a new trail for a new silicon alternative, it might as well be the juggernaut that is Intel. What do you guys think? Do you think it's a tad too early to be talking about 10, 7, and 5 nanometer process nodes? Or do you think the sooner, the better? Well, one thing that the next process nodes are going to need is a whole lot of help with power. This week, my guest is Sylvian Kaiser from Dosia Power. Sylvian and I chat about how Dosia was founded and why we all need a little ESL for low power designs. My guest today is Sylvian Kaiser, co-founder and CTO of Dosia Power. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Hello, Amelia. I'm very pleased to talk with you today.
So first off, for the people in my audience who don't know, what do you guys do?
So Dosia is an EDA company. So as such, we provide tools for IC designers. The tools we provide are targeted to architectural level. So typically system architects, SoC architects. And also the tools that we provide tackle some specific issues in the IC design flow. And these issues are, of course, power, not surprisingly, and also some related issues like temperature, thermal simulation, thermal analysis.
So power is a huge issue these days in any type of electrical engineering subject, frankly. What are the most recent developments within your tool chain?
So the most recent development is thermal analysis and simulation tool that we have just released. Like the other products in our portfolio. So this tool is targeted to IC architects. Its aim is to help SoC designers assess sample issues at a very early stage of a design flow. So with this tool, the people are able to assess whether sample budget will be achieved. This sample budget might be imposed, for instance, by the equipment manufacturer. The same tool also helps detect and check whether sample gradient might occur over an IC floor plan, IC layout. So yeah, this is the type of issues that the tool helps do. And something very specific that our tool achieved to do is to really draw a relation between power and temperature. This means, for instance, that we are able to co-simulate power and temperature, and with this aspect we are able to give the users an estimation whether thermal runaway is likely to occur or not. And also a relation that exists between power and temperature is that to lower the thermal issues, actually there are two basic ways to do that. Either facilitating the evacuation of the heat outside the package, and the other way is to lower the power. And so there is a direct relation between the temperature and the power, and with our tools that are able to estimate both power and temperature, we give the users the right tooling to tackle these thermal issues. So that's something very specific that we are able to deliver to our users.
Okay, are you ready for an off-the-cuff question, Sylvian? What is a hobby that you partake in that maybe my viewers might not know about?
Oh, I like outdoor activities like mountain biking. Okay. So I'm located in France, in Grenoble, so it's in a nice mountain area. So I like that very much. But also I like, for instance, diving. So not in the area of Grenoble, for sure, but not far away, there is the Mediterranean Sea. And also I like to dive in the sea. So outdoor sports are something I like very much. This is quite different from my business and my professional activities, but it's a good trade-off, a good balance between activities.
Absolutely. And balance is very important. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure for me to speak with you today.
Speaking of power, did you know that the cool kids are using power modules these days? Oh, it's true. How would I know? 'Cause I'm a cool kid, that's how. No, that's really not true. Especially if you saw me in high school. Eek. I know because we just rolled out another utterly fantastic episode of Chalk Talk HD, entitled Value of Power Modules. In this episode, I chat with Rich Nowakowski and Kevin Beals of Texas Instruments about why discrete analog components are so 5 years ago and why you should be jumping on the power module bandwagon for your next design. Check out the link on this week's page. You'll be glad you did. And now it's time for a little nerdy giveaway. Last week, I gave everyone the chance to win the book Mixed Signal Methodology Guide, courtesy of Cadence Design Systems. And oh boy, I got a lot of posts about this book. Thank you, everyone. And the winner is Jeff J. Well, that's all there is for this week's Fish Fry. Remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's page. Thank you everyone for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or the best geeky hotspot in your city, shoot me a line at amelia@techfocusmedia.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of September 21st, 2012, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.